So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Njebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 16 kuMpalakazi 2020 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
uma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amaborder, kumele kungabi lamazonal restrictions in terms of traffic. Mase bevala, then which means amaborder vele abavulelanga abantu.
Iningi labe Zimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19.
Iimbi lento yokuthenga ama-fake COVID certificate ngoba ama-COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisayo elifake emndenini wa.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa zibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzibazela ezokuthi azila gcikwane le-COVID-19 zixwayiswa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Italele High Court kobulawayo seledlulisele kufiki ezayo isicelo sikamnumzana Bednico Bebe wayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-DCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu owe-Congress webandla lelo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Zezinkulungwane ezedlula ezilithumi lanye 11,522 asebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe. Abasinde kulomkhuhlane sebezinkulungwane ezedlula izithoba munwemunye 9,599. Abalokhe begula bayedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye 1,600. njalo igcikwane leli libulele abangamakhulu edlula amathathu 310. Ezwekazi le-Afrika kutholakale abantu abedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.4 million vele COVID-19, yona ebulele inkulungwane ezingamachumi phose ayisithupha. Emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezingamachumi edlula ayisikhombisa 73.6 million abahlaselwe ligcikwane leli labulala abedlula isigidi lengxenye 1.6 million. Iningi labe Zimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu lekhisimusi ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Botswana lisithi abantu abafuna ukuhamba ngitsho laphakathi kwelizwe kumele behlolwe ukuthi abalamkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Intatheli izindaba ye-Studio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Uhulumende weBotswana ukhuthaze abezempilakahle ukuthi balungiselele ukuhlola inani eliphezulu labantu abaze behamba-hamba nekhefu lekhisimusi. Kungcwadi elotshwe nguhulumende esiya endaweni zempilakahle ezijeneyo eleBotswana lithi abantu abazahlolwa kumele bahlawule amapula alikhulu lamachumi amabili, i-120 pula. Njalo abeofisi ebona ukulwisana legciwane lecorona eye-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force bathi balakho ukunciphisa inani labantu abaphiwa incwadi zokuhamba-hamba ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Ilunga le-COVID-19 Presidential Task Force uDokotela Mkhumotsi Mathaba uthi kufanele ukuthathwe amanyathela ngoba inani labantu abaligcwane le-corona lisiya liqonga.
Again, this shows an increase in the daily number of cases that we are seeing.
Kutshengisa ukuthi inani labantu abatholakala belomkhuhlane lo malanga wonke liyaqonga. Lokhu kuyakhathaza ikakhulu kubuya ngesikhathi sikhangele ikhefu.
It shows an upward trajectory, especially as we go towards the holidays.
Imigoqo ekhangelelwe ukuthi ifakwe ensukwini ezilandelayo ilakho ukuthundubeza injabulo abanye abezimbabwe abagibelayo yokuthi imincele isivuliwe, ngakho bazathola ithuba lokuyabona izihlobo labangani. Umnumzana Benjamin Spanda weZimbabwe ohlala eHavron uthi imizamo ye-COVID-19 Task Force iza kusho ukuthi abaningi bantshintshe inhlelo zabo zokuhamba.
Kuzavulala inhlelo eziningi zokuhamba ngoba abantu abaningi vele sesilanile ukuthi sifuna ukuhamba. Uhulumende ukuvula kwakhe amaborder ukuyabe sekuyize. Uma kuyikuthi bavulile ngempela amaborder, kumele kungabi lama zonal restrictions in terms of travel. Mase bevala, then which means amabhoda vele abavulelanga abantu.
Okunye njalo ukuhlupha abanye abafuna ukuyafika ekhaya ukuthi uma ufuna ukuhlola kumele uhlawule okulakho ukuvalela ngaphandle labo abalizandla ezimfitshane. Umnumzana Mthabisi Dube uthi ngaphezu kwalokhu kule ndaba yokuthi inani labantu abathola belo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19 liyaliqonga emazweni nasemhlulweni wangezansi kwezikazi le-Africa ukuqala iBotswana, South Africa kanye leZimbabwe.
Kunzima ukuqonga kwenani labantu abatholakala bele-COVID khona ngokwakho kuyethusa. Abanye kade bevele bedonda ukuhamba ngenxa yokwesaba ukuthi they might contract coronavirus. Ama-travel restrictions lawa azakwenza kube nzima ngamandla. These are really difficult times.
Ngomvulo umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa oyaleke South Africa wabika ukungena kwemgoqo ethile kuyindlela kwenqabela ukumemetheka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ele Botswana lona liqinise umkhankaso wokukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlale endaweni zabo bengahambahambi ngekhefu lekhisimusi noma lokhu usitsho ungayibona ikakhulu abadala emakhaya. Inani labantu abatholakale belegciwane le-COVID-19 kwele Botswana selanda inkulungwane ezilitshumi lamune mbili, 11,531 kude abangamatshumi amathathu lane i-34 balahlekelwa umphefumulo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba ze-Studio 7, isabona kwele Botswana.
Kusenjalo umphathintambo wogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa, umnumzana Aaron Mosaleti, usexwayise izalwane zeZimbabwe ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzivazela zokuthi azilagcikwane le-COVID-19, esithi abenza lokhu bengabanjwa bazawukhomba olotshwala. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba.
Umphathintambo Aaron Mzwaledi utshela bezindaba ukuthi sebezwile ukuthi kulabantu abalungisa amaphepha e-COVID-19 angekho emthethweni bese bawathengisela abantu abaya eZimbabwe. Uthi iziphathamandla zogatsha lwakhe lezogatsha lwezempilakahle ziqaphile emngceleni we-Bedbridge lakweminye imingcele zidinga labo abasebenzisa incwadi zingunekungundelezi eziveza ukuthi bahloliwe batholakala bengenawo umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bona bengazange bahlolwe.
Health officials who examine them are alert because we agreed, even with our counterparts in other countries. So they have to have a list of companies.
Siyabazi ubugebenga lobo njalo iziphathamandla zomngcele lezempilakahle zibalindele abasebenzisa lezi ncwadi emngceleni.
Or laboratories that are accredited, that are credible. If they find a certificate from a company that is not knowledgeable, they've got the right to reject it.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhulumele Studio 7 zangathandi ukuveza amagama zithe lezi ncwadi ezingekho emthethweni zitholakala endaweni okugatelwa kizo amabhasi lemichova eya eZimbabwe endaweni ezijeneyo zelizwe. Omunye obephethe incwadi efana xadu lalezo esemthethweni ongathandanga ukwazakala uthi uyithenge ngamarandi angamakhulu amane 400. Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sinanzeni Sithole. Yena othi lomkhuba kufanele uphele ngoba uzabulalisa abanengi.
Into ebuhlungu ukuthi awuzazi kumbe uyakula ulalo igciwane le-corona kumbe awulalo. Okwenzayo ukuyathenga i-certificate emabhasini. Mina ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabantu bayatshintsha indlela yokucabanga le ndlela yokwenza. Ngoba akusikho ukuthi ucindezela wena wedwa but uthatha umkhuhlane ngapho usangapha.
Le yinto esisolwe njalo ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe obuya njalo abezikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane kwele South Africa ezimi imbokodo unkosikazi Chorus Mkhosi.
Ukuziba nesithupha kumele uhlolwe. Angeke uqhamuke sule sithupha ungazange uyehlolwa. Akekho umuntu ongakubhalela isithupha athi awunawo umkhuhlane ungahlolwana. Asiye nihlolwa kwiindawo ezifana no-clicks, indawo ezifana no-discam. Sithole izithupha ezibonisayo ukuthi siphilile, asinayo imikhuhlane. Ngokungahloli bakithi sibulalana thina sodwa, sibulala isizwe, asibulali mongameli, asibulali hulumeni, sizibulala thina mphakathi.
Isikhulumeli sehlanganiswe emele abeZimbabwe kwele South Africa, eZimbabwe Community in South Africa, umnumzana Bongani Mkhwanazi, naye uyakhuza lomkhuba.
Iindi lento yokuthenga ama fake COVID certificate ngoba ama COVID certificate kawenzelwanga ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu, ayenzelwe ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi umuntu akahambi negciwane alichaphise alihambisayo lifake emndenini wakhe, umndeni wakhe mhlawumbe ugcine ugulile basweleka abantu. Kungakho nje abantu kumele bathathe iresponsibility ukuthi bathole ama COVID test aqondileyo, basebenzisa ama COVID test aqondileyo.
ngokusho komthetho wezokulwiswa omkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Wonke umuntu osuka eSouth Africa esiya eZimbabwe noba kusuka eZimbabwe siya eSouth Africa kufanele ahlolwe ngokusemthethweni, aphiwe incwadi eveza ukuthi akanalo igciwane lecoronavirus. Le ncwadi endaweni esemthethweni ibiza amarandi angamakhulu ayisiyagalombili kwele South Africa 800 rands, okuyimali iningi elikhala ngokuthi alelayo. Lezi ncwadi ziqakathekile ukuthi lo otholakala eligciwane engavunyelwa ukuyangena eZimbabwe ngoba ezafika athelele abanye. Imizamo yokuthola kuphawula kweconsulate yeZimbabwe kwele South Africa ibingakaphumeleli ngesikhathi sesiya emoyeni. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg kwele South Africa, Nguthuso Khumalo.
Ijalele High Court kobulawayo sele julisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bethnico Bebe owayengumqoqi wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandlalelo ngomgqibelo kusakhangelelwa isicelo sakhe sokubuyiselwa esikhundleni sakhe. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu weHigh Court uthethe leli nyathelo ngoba amagqwetha ebandla leMDCT abike ukuba athole amaphepha okuphanyekwa kwalesi sicelo edale izolo. Amagqwetha kaBebe laweMDCT acine evumelene ukuba isikhathi abathole ngaso amaphepha abenze behluleka ukulungiselela kakuhle. Igqwetha likaBebe uMnumzana Ngqobani sithole uchasisa impumela ye High Court.
Justice Christopher Dube Banda uthi yena abe MDC labo Thokozani Gubhe bacele ukuthi indaba ihanjiselwe phambili ngenxa yokuthi bathole amaphepha izolo. Ngakho ke igqwetha labo lithi alizange lithole ithuba lokuthi libuze ama clients abo ukuthi ime njani indaba. So bacele nje ukuthi postpone to another date. Thina sasesinanzelela ukuthi liqinise ukuthi bathole izolo ngama 11. Njalo noma bethi balesicelo soneso isicelo sabo sile merit ngesilungu. Esikunazelela ukuthi iCongress izaba khona mhlaka 19 ngeSabatha. Ujaji uthe yona kumele izangena next week, meaning ukuthi kuyabe sokudlulile, kodwa hayi uba uBebe kulelinye icebo afuna kuliyena.
UBebe ephuma edale wamukele ukuphathwa kwesicelo sakhe.
Sokuqala sikusetshenzwa sizasebenza. Thina siyahlonipha ukuthi umthethwandaba utheni, njalo siyakholwa ukuthi nxa sisebenza kufanele sisebenze ngendlela eqondileyo, indlela engalakumenemene. Siza kwenza okusemandleni emandleni ethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi-ke udaba lolu luyalungisiswa ngokuqondileyo njalo okusemthethweni.
Igqwetha le-MDCT uMnumzana Thawanda Thabengwa uchasisa ukuba abameleyo bathini.
Oh, okay, ama-respondents acela ukuthi matter i-postpone because ama-papers afike izolo late, so abazange bethole ithuba lokuthi balungise ama-papers abo okuphendula okade kuthiwa ngu-applicants. So i-court ithe imatter izangena ngeviki ezayo after i-congress.
UBebe uqala inkokheli ye-MDCT ukuba ayilandelanga isisekelo sebandla ukumkhupha esikhundleni sakhe ayelaso ngomnyaka ka-2014 sokuba ngunobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo u-organizing secretary, njalo ubecele idale ukuba limise i-congress ye-MDCT ekhangelelwe ukuba khona ngomgqibelo udaba lwakhe luze luthonisiswe luphele. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abanye abalandeli bakamongameli Donald Trump olokhu esithi waqhilwa kukhetho lukamongameli libandla lamademocrats sebevuma ukuthi umnumzana Joe Biden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli ngozibandlela. Kodwa bakhona njalo abathi umnumzana Biden akumelanga angene esikhundleni lesi. UGibbs Dube usethulela lolu daba.
Ukhokela ijale lesenate umnumzana Mitch McConnell ngomunye wabathi uBiden wanqoba uTrump kukhetho olwenziwe ngolwezi.
Our system of government has processes to determine who will be sworn in on January the 20th. The Electoral College has spoken.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sikaTrump unkosazana Kayleigh McEnany uthi uTrump lokho ephikisa impumela yokhetho lolu.
The president is still involved in ongoing litigation related to the election.
Umnumzana Biden uthi ngamanga aluhlaza tshoko ukuthi ukhetho lwebiwa libandla lamademocrats.
It's a position so extreme we've never seen it before. A position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of law, and refused to honor our constitution.
UTrump ucotoze uMcConnell ngokuvuma kwakhe ukuthi uBiden wanqoba ukhetho lukamongameli. UTrump utitise uMcConnell enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi uligwala njalo uzahlamukelwa ngabantu. Abalandela okwenzakalayo bathi uBiden ukhangelelwe ukungena esikhundleni ngoZibandlela. Loba kulabanye abakudalela eCongress abafuna ukuvimba ukubalwa kwama electoral votes mhlaka 6 ziBandlela. Unkosikazi Priscilla Ndlovu olandela ukwenzakala eMelika uthi umqoto okwethulwe uMcConnell.
I-Republican Party ichile izinto zayo indlela abenza ngayo owabo ngoba nxa belomkhokheli obakhokhelayo bayabamba nabamlandeli njenga uTrump yena bebemlandele bedlulisa ukuthi kahle sebevuma ukuthi uBiden lo Harris bekade bewinileyo bayabona ukuthi isikhathi sesiphelile kanti bebezaphika kuze kube nini. UMitch McConnell wathe buzwa i-election sanda kwedlula watheni uzamelela i-electoral college kuhle ngoba ugcinile indlela ayethena uza khangela ngayo ezokhetha ukuthi umbani owinileyo nxa sokwedlula i-electoral college. But ukuthi ubengazi isikhathi sonke lesi ukuthi uTrump uluzile ubesazi ubezama ukubalekela umsindo ngoba uTrump uyabakhathaza uyabathumela abantu bokuba hlupha ungakhangela abantu beGeorgia abathwele nzima abanye even abasebenza kugovernment sebele security bakhangele ukuthi bayabathumela ama-messages obatshela ukuthi bazabadubula bazabenza konke konke. Yikho kwenza ukuthi ama-Republicans amaningi alandele uTrump kodwa iqiniso babe belazi besaba ukuthi uzabakhulumela imfihlo zabo kumbe ebathwithe nxa engabathwithanga abantu bakaTrump laba abamsupportayo bazatshona bebafonela bebethusela ukuthi bazabenza kubi.
Umnumzana Khalipani Pugeni isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT uthi kuyethusa okwenziwa nguTrump.
Hayi, indaba kababa uTrump iyayangisa ngokuthi uhamba umhlaba wonke ezithi yena democracy this democracy that efaka ama-sanctions naseZimbabwe kodwa nangu sedliwe yena. Endaweni ndavuma ukuthi usedliwe axhawule lo winileyo abonge impilo iqhubeke usefuna ukukhoza lokho esibiza sithi imeya ubusuzibuza ukuthi into eyiyo ayilwela eZimbabwe yini ngoba nge-weekend badubula umuntu laphana kwagwazwa bangu-5 abantu bakhe beprotesta ukuthi barojiwe uzorojwa njani nakunguwe i-government kunguwophetheyo. Hayi, kuyayangisa lokhana so asosibonelo esihle.
Kukhangelelwe ukuthi uBiden uzangena esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka 20 ziBandlela loba nje kuzakuba lokuxokozela edale leCongress abanye bephikisa ukukhetha kwakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingoKips Dube.
Live talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela owenziwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe. Ngalesi sikhathi uZulu elungiselela ukuhlanganela ndawonye lezihlobo labangane ngeCatholic Khisimusi, ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zikhuthaza abantu ukuthi baqhubekele phambili behlonipha iziqondiso zokuzivikela ekuthelelweni i-coronavirus ezabekwa nguhulumende elandela izenhlanganiso yamanyane wamazwe omhlaba ye-World Health Organization. Lezi iziqondiso zigoqela ukugqoka ama-mask, ukungabi embuthanweni elabantu abaningi, ukungasondelelani duze, i-social distancing, ukulondoloza ukuhlanzeka ngokugeza izandla sikhathi sonke lezinye. Unkosikhona DVD intatheli izindaba ekumkhankaso wokukhangela indaba zokumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 owasungula umsakazo we-Community Podium TV. UDVD uxoxa loMike Hove we-Studio 7 ngendlela uZulu amele aziphathe ngayo ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Bantu bakithi lapha silohlupho, i-second wave le sikhuluma ngayo i-coronavirus ingcwile kakhulu emathibeleni akobulawayo la. Konkana tesingakwenzi nge-first wave, ngcono sikulungeliseni kuhle. We have seen people dying, we have seen people testing positive for COVID-19. Kangelani kathesi ama-active cases amaningi akobulawayo eZimbabwe yonke jikelele. So nasikhangela nje sesibona ukuthi bantu bakithi kusho ukuthi into le siphila layo ongakuhlezi ekuseni engwami ngabe layo. So asenzeni khonko sikutshelayo ukuthi sikwenze ugqoke imaski singayifaki entanyeni, unganiyizitayela nje ukuthi uyakugizile entanyeni, kodwa sigqoke nini imaski, sivalane amakhala nemlomo, simeke sure ukuthi siyenza le social distancing lokusanitize konke kuqakathekile kakhulu.
Bese sikhangela-ke indaba le yamabhoda, sike saxoxa le nhlanganiso ezivela izakhamizi. For example, iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Bona babe sithi bakhanyana bayasaba ngale ndaba yokuvulwa kwamabhoda ngenxa yokuthi sikhangela kwale South Africa, inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane, hayi khanyani kuyinto yokwethisayo kakhulu. Sikhangela okwenzakalayo kweBulawayo, bayasho ukuthi kulabantu abangena abavela kwale South Africa okungekho emthethweni, bengelayo i-COVID certificate, bengatestwanga kuhle, konke lokhu ya. So kwenza njalo ukuthi inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kobulawayo likhwele. Ukubona njani lokho?
Lapho kulohlupho oluzwayo olukhulu sibili. Inkinga inkemenkeme yendaba yazi. Ngoba xa kuvulwa i-corona ivele injani, abafowethu abaningi bangaphi? Basegoli. Nabe behamba bezosibona, kuba nzima, kuyadura ukuyenza ama-COVID-19 test ngama-process amaningi. So abaningi bebesenza imizamo etshiyeneyo ukuthi banjani babuye bezosibona la. Manje uhlupho solukhona ukuthi khona njengoba thina koBulawayo kathesi ama-cases amaningi vela khona la koBulawayo. Nxa lana ingakhontinue ivuliwe, abangena kusemthethweni bengenayo nje ngoba ibhoda livuliwe, kungaba nzima sibili. Umuntu vele engavele efike ngu-December uyasuke uyebona u-anti, uyebona umama, uyebona umalume, uyebona ubani bani. Kuba ngokunye singathina nase silinele indaba yamabhoda leyo inzima. Abaningi abanye bafuna ukuthi baphile, abanye sebefuna ukuthi babuye bona izihlobo. Inkinga vele siqalile.
Usalukusho ukuthi i-COVID-19 test ibiza mali eningi vele kwele Zimbabwe. Kubiza malini ukuhlola?
Ukuhlola kathi sibele ikhuluma ngama-$60 ukuthi uhlolwe uthole i-COVID-19 test. So nasikhuluma imali leyi sengiyifaka ngamadola lawa eZimbabwe, nxa sikhangelisisa i-$6,000 ukuthi uyibambe, even abasehulumende abaningi bahola ukuthi khona la. So kutho ukuthi uyakuthatha hafu yesalari ukuthi uyenze i-COVID-19 test. Kuzaba nohlupho olukhulu ngoba kulabanye abazaqalisa ukuthi bebone ukuthi bangahamba njani bengelayo yona leya ya-COVID-19 test. Ngoba i-$60 ebisweni injenge-R1,000. So nxa uyikuthi ufuna ukuya etesini, ufuna ukuya shopa sibili nge-R1,000, ala ungadobha sibili ithukela laborayisi labolawa uphathela abantwana nje uthatha imali yona leyana i-R1,000 shuwa. If I have COVID-19, you, the conversation you call the Zakhamizi, which is, Ibani yonke leyi. Why he can't be joining under, in a subsidize, yet he's in the Ibe Pants, Aban, Omye Lomunyo, Kwanis, Kutanda, Alokos, Ipadan. But in Jopi, so I'm at Dollar Meliga, which you guys will be able to know Mula Leo RHGS, which is even about Dollar Meliga.
Lo ngokwesikhona DVD omsakazo we-Community Podium TV ubexoxa lo Michael Ove ecingweni ekobulawayo. Abake badlalela iqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders batshayelwa ihlombe ngokubumba inhlanganiso ephathisa abanye babo abadinga usizo ababhekane lobunzima. Intatheli yezindaba zemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abadlali beqembu leHighlanders asebathatha umhlalaphansi ngomgqibelo bavakatsheli emathuneni abalisa e-Athlone kanye lase-West Park lapho kwabekwa khona abanye babo asebadlula emhlabeni. Ababengabadlali laba babumbe inhlanganiso yabo eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo njalo umgcini sihlalo wayo uDouglas British Mloyi uthi sebeneminyaka emithathu baqala ukuvakatshela amathuna labo ababedlala labo.
Abangani bethu sasidlala lapho abasishiyayo. Esikwenzayo as former footballers abangani bethu basishiya labo sakubona kuqakathekile ukuthi senze njani. Sivakatshele abangani bethu lo ngumnyaka wesithathu.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders uMarco Dube ukhuthaze abanye abangaphatheki kunhlelo zabo ukuba labo basondele basebenzisane ndawonye.
Sibaningi ama-former players eHighlanders. Isicelo sami ngesokuthi kuvele asibalandeni. Ngiyakwazi abanye siyayenge ngaphandle kube lokhu nalokhu. Asilandeni wonke umuntu odlalela iHighlanders ebuye ezojoyina i-association naleyo. Sincedisane nini ngoba ukufa kusemuntwini wonke kukufemili yonke. Singancedisana ke zabona ukuthi siya phambili loka ema-ofisini ngale badalini bazasihlonipha besazi ukuthi yithi esaletha izindlulazana ama-ofisi lani lani konke.
Wayengumdlali waba ngumanager waphinda njalo waba ngucharimani weqembu leHighlanders u-Ernest Mapepa Spanda ukhuthaze abanye bakhe ukuba beqhubekele phambili ngenhlanganiso yabo.
Asiyeni phambili uNkulunkulu esikwenzayo uNkulunkulu uza kunika okuqondane nawo. He is going to reward you. Lingayekeli babagcine bakwambuzi. Lingayekeli kuza kuba nzima but let's all be behind this project.
Ngemva kokuvakatshela emathuneni abadlali asebathatha umhlalaphansi labo ababuthane eclubhouse yeqembu leHighlanders lapho abazilibazise bekhona kusosiwa inyama. Abadlali ababedlalela iqembu leHighlanders asebehlala kwamanye amazwe baphathise ngosekelo lwemali efika inkulungwane lamakhulu amahlanu amadola aseMelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanjini.
Ngesizwe umculo kaSikhosana. Ijaha lenkayi khona le eGwamba esithi Rasta.
Wena Rasta nyakuthanda uthi wakuthi fresh yakho ifana leChina kodwa wena ukhulumi njengeChina ichina lithi vara 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 dani matiwa nyalithanda kuba lithipintwi. Isikwa zako na sitipu haustadele Sensi ya lapa enzalo akona dape skota na bezi. Enka yiba ya ntanda dami nyaba tanda Nikie mkiti venye dape eudo muzwa nikona.
Sana isithi Rasta. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izindaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi labeZimbabwe kwele Botswana lilakho ukwehluleka ukuyafika ekhaya ngekhefu leKhisimusi. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala eSouth Africa ezibikwa zisebenzisa incwadi zokuzibazela zokuthi azila gcikwane leCOVID-19 zixwayisa ukuba zizojeziswa kanzima. Idalele High Court koBulawayo seledlulisele kuviki ezayo isicelo sikaMnumzana Bednico Bebe owayengumqoqo wenhlelo kubandla le-MDCT esokumisa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress webandla lelo. Silugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Sithandekile mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.